Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First. Is this Linda?
Yes.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy to hear that, Linda. Thank you so much for answering my call. I was just calling because I was looking at my email and I noticed that one of our representatives forwarded me a voice message that we received in which we were informed that you were planning to leave the case. So I just wanted to confirm that information with you.
No, that's not exactly true.
Okay.
Okay, what it is, I have a full-time job that I get my benefits from. I work at Walmart, and
Okay.
I work as security full-time at Walmart, and my
Okay.
hours were always the same. So they changed my hours. We're all supposed to work 10 to 7. So I said, but they didn't give me any notice of it. Walmart doesn't give me any notice of it. And so anyway, my schedule at Walmart is put in 3 weeks in advance. And so now my schedule is always subject to change. But so yesterday, my new schedule went in at my other job for the next 3 weeks. And for the next 3 weeks, it does not affect my hours of coming here in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I gave them. No, I can only give you as much notice as Walmart gives me. And
Okay.
so my schedule is done 3 weeks in advance. But
But as of
I did not say I was leaving the company. I just said my hours might have to change. But
okay.
so far, for the next 3 weeks,
Everything is good.
everything is good.
Okay, so during the next 3 weeks, everything's going to continue the same. If the schedule change and you think it might affect the hours that you provide to the member, you two can speak and decide if it is possible for the member to move the schedule a little bit for the days that you work.
Right,
So
and there's a second person that comes. I say I used to
yeah.
do 40 hours, and there's another person that comes that is supposed to take was supposed to take my morning hours that I couldn't come, but now she can't come morning, so she comes later in the afternoon. But
Correct.
I did not say I was leaving Family First.
Okay.
And in February, I am scheduled for a hip replacement. So I might have to take a leave of absence from both. I am taking a leave of absence from both jobs in February if I decide to have the surgery in February.
Okay. Well, Linda,
But
thank you so
I would
much
just say
for
I would just I mean it's up to the con it's up to Family First, but I was it would just be a leave of absence. And I could now return to work either with Ray or another patient as long as they live in the area. But I did not say I was quitting the company.
Okay. No, I'm glad that we were able to speak and clarify the information. So, thank you so much for answering my call and for providing me with the information, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Thank
So
you.
yeah, I just went over that with Ray today that I can give my Walmart schedule to him 3 weeks in advance, and for the next 3 weeks, it does not affect my hours coming here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, the agency. Okay, all right,
Okay.
all right. And what did you say your name was again?
Alberto, the coordinator.
Alberto.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Your manager.
All right. Thank you so much for letting me know.
You're welcome.
All right,
Thank you so
bye-bye.
much, Lena. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.